strike threat forces Tesco to improve payoff and now step up the campaign to reinstate victimized Tesco rep Maxima Magyar in Dalton. Usdaw Broad Left Chair and Socialist Party member. The run-up to Christmas is the busiest time of year for retail workers. Despite this, Tesco workers, Usdaw members and other supporters joined an online public meeting on the 14th of December convened by Usdaw Broad Left. The meeting discussed the dispute and potential strike action by Tesco distribution workers organized in the Unite and Usdaw unions, as well as campaigning for the reinstatement of Usdaw Tesco Hinckley branch secretary and rep, Maxima Magyar, who was sacked by Tesco in the period the distribution workers were balloting for strike action. The potential for coordinated strike action between the two unions across 13 distribution centers, a majority of which distribute for Tesco, would have been historic. As one of the negotiators who attended the meeting commented, Tesco threw every dirty trick at members to stop them voting for strike action, but to no avail. They praise the resolve of members in voting for strike action, which has won the increased offers from Tesco. The offers are more than the 2.5% and 4% Tesco had previously offered, with Unite members at four sites forcing a revised offer of a 5.5% pay rise backdated to July, with a further 0.5% in February. In addition, they have won some concessions on overtime and holidays at some specific depots, and Usdaw has subsequently reached a similar offer at nine sites. Strike action has been suspended while these offers, which the unions have recommended be accepted, are balloted on. But the victimization of Maxima Magyar has yet to be resolved. Outrageously, Maxima was initially dismissed for making up an injury, later revised to exaggerating an injury, a clear victimization of a key union activist. Maxima spoke of the mood of anger among warehouse workers who have seen Tesco profit during the pandemic, while exhorting their workforce to work ever harder. This, alongside the impact of inflation, had fueled the mood to vote for strike action, with 80% voting in favor at Hinckley. While welcoming the concession from Tesco, Maxima warned of the need for the union to remain vigilant in case the company tries to snatch back the increased pay through altering performance software to speed up work and force workers into unsafe working practices. Unfortunately, the morning after the meeting we found out that Maxima's delayed second appeal had been turned down. The same energy which was beginning to mobilize behind the strikes must now be channeled into forcing Tesco to reinstate Maxima. Usdaw branches and trades councils should invite Maxima to speak about his case and pledge their support for his reinstatement. Invites to speak can be sent to reinstate.maxima.magyar@gmail.com. Donations to fund the campaign to reinstate Maxima can be made via GoFundMe.com web link.